Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Municipal issues were discussed as KSRM's coverage of Decision 2022 focused on the Kenai City Council race. The Tuesday evening radio forum focused on the race to fill the 2 3-year term seats on the City Council. Incumbent Glenice Petty and challengers Alex Dothan and Victoria Askin all spoke on issues impacting the City of Kenai in advance of the municipal election race on October the 4th. The candidates discussed what they thought was the most pressing issue facing residents of the City of Kenai. Glenice Petty.
I don't see any water leaks. I don't see major road breaks. I think our city is sitting in a very, very wonderful space for economic development, for families to come into our communities. I know that we're working to grow and do better, but as far as burning issues, I think that the city is in a very wonderful place.
Alex Dothan.
The roads are crumbling. We've got water leaks in our pipes. I just talked to the city manager, and they have a loss daily. They don't know where that's coming from. We've got Wildwood Drive, which is literally falling apart, that we're, last I heard, roughly $600,000 plus short on being able to fix from what we initially thought it was going to cost. New pavement in Kenai hasn't been done since back when Mayor Williams was here. Our main infrastructure, hate to say it, seems like we've been kind of kicking the can down the road for a while, saving money, but it's time to start spending some of this money.
Victoria Askin.
The items that Alex has mentioned, I think there's truth to those issues happening. But I also think that the city is doing their best to address these issues. We're fiscally sound, and it's a matter of prioritizing and making those improvements as we can. I know that this year they were faced with a severe personnel shortage. They had a hard time getting people to work. I know 2 or 3 projects that got put off because of that. I believe that under the management that we have, these issues will be addressed probably sooner than later.
Details at RadioKenai.com. An independent economic report released on Tuesday criticized the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, claiming ADA's investment decisions were less investments and more politically driven gambles. The report by an advocacy group utilized data from 2 earlier evaluations, ADA Cost and Financial Performance, a long, hard look, and Alaska Mega Projects updates. According to Tim Bristol with Salmon State, "I don't think any of us realized how much money's been wasted throughout the years." He told KTUU the money that is spent by ADA is Alaska's money. The report suggests the state funds appropriated by the legislature for ADA would have been better spent in the state's permanent fund. According to the report, ADA received a net total of $301 million in public funds, earning an average of nearly 4% on investments compared to the permanent fund's 9.5% rate of return. Executive Director and CEO of ADA, Alan Weitzner, who was blindsided by the release of the report on Tuesday, said that contrasting ADA's mission to the permanent fund is a defective comparison. He said ADA's focus is job growth and economic diversity for the state of Alaska. Our opportunity in our statutory limit for investment is within the state of Alaska. Additionally, he argued the report was pointed and full of inaccuracies, saying collaboration with ADA would have been welcomed and more beneficial for Alaskans' interests. He added, "If anyone is really putting something together like this with a focus on attention to the benefit of Alaskans, they need to be working with the organization that they're talking about to make sure that they have the facts straight." According to The Economist, their studies found that ADA's investments cost Alaskans $10 billion in lost returns over the years and called for a set of third-party audits for ADA's performance.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.